Okay, so you've sent us this really interesting collection of articles and studies all about AI, and I gotta say, it feels different this time around, you know?
It does, doesn't it?
It's like AI isn't some far-off sci-fi thing anymore.
Right, it's here.
It's really here, and we're not just talking about, like, you know, robots making our coffee. We're talking about generative AI.
Generative AI, yeah. The real deal.
Changing how businesses actually work.
Yeah.
And you pulled out some great stuff here that shows just how much things are changing.
Well, I'm curious what really stood out to you from everything we sent over? Anything in particular?
Well, one of the things that really jumped out at me was this BCG study.
Yes, that's a big one.
It is, isn't it? And they're saying that 64% of CEOs are already integrating AI into their companies. That's not like thinking about it, that's actually doing it.
Yeah, and that's a huge shift. And you're right, this isn't just, dipping their toes in the water anymore. These are CEOs making real commitments to AI. It's like we've hit that tipping point.
Totally, totally. It feels very, I don't know, do you remember back when like the internet was becoming a big deal or when everyone suddenly had a smartphone?
Oh, absolutely. Those inflection points are hard to miss.
It feels like one of those moments.
It really does. Like something
Right.
fundamental is changing and it's happening fast.
And that's, I think, what's so exciting and maybe a little bit scary for some people too, right? But like when you think about, for example, the BCG study, they were saying that employees who are using AI are saving an average of 5 hours per week. 5E.
5 hours, that's a lot of time.
I know. Imagine what you could do with an extra 5 hours every single week. What would you learn? What would you finally have time for?
Right. Makes you rethink your priorities, doesn't it? It really does make you think, what could I do with an extra 5 hours? But I also know some people listening are probably thinking, wait, hold on. Is my job going to be around in 5 hours?
Oh, totally. I mean, that's the big question, right? And this study does mention that like 42% of people are worried about AI impacting their jobs.
Yeah, and those concerns are completely valid. We can't just brush those aside and say, oh, don't worry, everything will be fine. Anytime you have this level of technological change, there's going to be an impact on the workforce.
It's like that saying, history doesn't repeat, but it often rhymes, right?
Exactly.
Like we've seen this before with other major technological shifts, haven't we?
Right, and the key is to learn from those past experiences, both the good and the bad. But look, one thing that really struck me about the BCG study, and this gets to your point about jobs, is that they found AI can actually lead to significant improvements in work quality.
Okay, so better quality work, but what does that actually mean?
Well, we're talking about a 40% increase in work quality on average when AI is used effectively.
40%. Okay, that's huge.
It is. And it kind of shifts the conversation, doesn't it? It's not just about AI replacing jobs, it's about AI changing how we do our jobs.
And maybe even making those jobs better, right? More fulfilling, more creative.
Potentially, yeah. And look, this study also found that tasks were completed something like 25.1% faster with AI assistance. And overall productivity got a boost too, like a 12.2% increase.
Okay, so faster and better. That's the dream, right?
Right, but that quality jump, that's what I keep coming back to. It suggests that AI can augment human capabilities in ways we probably haven't even fully grasped yet.
And, it makes me think about one of the other things from this study. It said weaker performers actually saw the biggest improvements with AI, something like a 43% jump in productivity for those folks. What's going on there?
It's fascinating, isn't it? And honestly, it's something that researchers are still trying to fully understand, but there are a few theories. One thought is that AI provides kind of a structured framework that can be really beneficial for certain types of learners or certain work styles.
Oh, interesting. So it's almost like AI can help level the playing field in a way.
Potentially, yeah. Because think about it, if AI can handle those more repetitive or process-driven tasks, it frees up people to focus on the things that require more, creativity or strategic thinking or those uniquely human skills that AI can't replicate.
Okay, so it's not just about AI doing the work for us, it's about AI helping us do our best work.
Exactly. And that's why, as you were highlighting earlier, this whole idea of training and upskilling, it's absolutely crucial. The study mentioned that 50% of leaders have been trained on AI tools so far, but only 28% of employees.
Right. So there's a real gap there in terms of who has access to this knowledge and who's being left behind.
Yeah, and if we're not careful, that gap could become a chasm pretty quickly. It's not just about knowing how to use the tools either. It's about understanding how to work alongside them most effectively. And, something like prompt engineering, for example.
Prompt engineering.
Right. So it's basically this idea that you need to be able to give clear instructions to the AI to get the results you want. It's almost like learning a new language.
So the better you are at speaking AI, the better the AI will understand you and be able to help you.
Precisely. And the folks who can speak that language fluently, they're the ones who are going to have a real advantage.
So it's a whole new set of skills we're talking about here, a different way of thinking about work altogether. It's not just about automating tasks. It's really about collaboration, like humans and AI working together.
Exactly. It's about finding those places where our skills and AI's capabilities intersect and complement each other.
Yeah.
And that actually brings us to another interesting point that jumped out from the research you shared. And it's this idea that different parts of the world, different regions, they're all embracing AI at different paces.
Right. Like, it's not just a universal, everybody's on board kind of thing.
Right. Take the Global South, for example.
Hmm.
They seem to be much more, shall we say, gung-ho about AI adoption than some other parts of the world, like the U.S. or Germany.
That was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? You'd think it'd be the other way around, right? Like the big tech hubs would be leading the charge. But this study suggests something else is going on.
It does. And it really challenges our assumptions. And that's always a healthy thing to do, right? But, you know, there are a few theories floating around about why this might be. One of the more interesting ones is that countries with less legacy infrastructure, they might find it easier to adopt new technologies like AI.
Oh, that's interesting. You mean because they're not as bogged down by old systems and ways of doing things?
Exactly. It's like they can leapfrog ahead because they're not held back by the weight of the past.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the context, the environment, where that technology is being adopted. What works in one place might not necessarily translate perfectly to another.
Exactly. And that's why you see such an emphasis in the research on the need for tailored AI strategies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Companies, countries, they need to figure out what works best for them, for their workforce, for their specific goals. It's about being really thoughtful and strategic about how AI is implemented.
So much to think about, but it does feel a bit like, okay, where do we even begin? What can people listening to this actually do to sort of get ready for this AI wave?
Well, the good news is the research you shared had some really practical advice. Like, they broke it down into 5 key takeaways. Think of it as your AI action plan.
I love a good action plan. Hit me.
All right. So step one is to think big picture transformation. It's not just about implementing AI for like one specific task here, one department there.
Right. So don't just think about like, oh, can we automate our expense reports? But how can AI change like the entire way we operate?
Exactly. How can it change how we create value as an organization? So that's step one. Step two is set measurable goals.
Oh, so important. Can't just be like, let's do AI and hope for the best.
Right. You got to know if it's actually working, right?
Yeah.
So what are you trying to improve? Productivity, quality, customer satisfaction, figure out what success looks like.
Makes sense. Otherwise, how do you even know if it's worth the effort? Okay, so we've got think big and set goals. What's next?
So step three is something we've touched on already. Make training and upskilling non-negotiable. And I don't just mean like a one-time workshop and you're good to go.
It's got to be continuous, right? This stuff is evolving so fast.
Right. Exactly. Ongoing training, constantly adapting to the new tools and best practices. And honestly, it's kind of exciting, isn't it? This whole learning journey.
Oh, totally. It's like, remember what you were saying earlier about learning a new language? It's not enough to just memorize a phrase book. You have to really immerse yourself if you want to become fluent.
Exactly. And the rewards of mastering AI, they can be huge.
Hmm.
New levels of creativity, efficiency, problem solving. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. Okay, so that was step three. Ready for the final two?
Hit me.
All right, so number four is this. Focus on value creation, not just speed.
Oh, I like that. Don't just be faster, be better.
Exactly. Because it's tempting, right, to just get caught up in, oh, AI can do this 10 times faster. But the real magic, it happens when you use that extra time, that efficiency, to create something truly exceptional, something innovative. And that ties into our fifth and final point. Be ready to rethink.
Rethink? Like what?
Roles.
Structures.
Processes. Because here's the thing. AI has the potential to change not just how we do our work, but what work we even do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some tasks will be automated, yes, but that just means new opportunities are going to open up that require new skills and new ways of thinking.
It's like that quote we were talking about earlier. Artificial intelligence is not the future. It is the present that is shaping our future. This is happening now.
No.
We can be afraid of that change, or we can figure out how to make it work for us.
It's not about just surviving. It's about thriving.
And for everyone listening, this is your chance to be proactive. Take these 5 points, this AI action plan, and start really thinking about what it means for you, for your work, for your industry. What can you do to not just keep up, but to get ahead?
And remember, this isn't just about the technology. At its core, it's about people. It's about using these tools to create a better, more efficient, hopefully more fulfilling future of work for everyone.
So it's such a good point. It's easy to get caught up in all the tech talk, but ultimately it's the human element that's going to make or break this whole AI revolution. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. Thank you so much for walking us through all this.
My pleasure. It's exciting to see how much this is resonating with people.
Well, and to everyone listening, thank you, Sue, for sharing your research with us and for, coming along on this journey. We hope you feel as energized and maybe a little challenged as we do to really think differently about AI and its role in the future.